Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of your heart. Very important subject. I trust that you're hearing these broadcasts and you are allowing God to bring revelation of the heart and what you do with your heart, why it's important, and realizing that if we've allowed evil into our heart, we've got to get it out and we've got to fill ourselves up with the Word of God. God has given us a new heart and we are to put off that old man, put on the new man as we get the Word in us. It's the hidden man of the heart, the inner man. And this is what is important, what God is looking at. We believe with our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's where the Word of God is sown, in our heart as well as in our mind. And God is looking on our heart. He'll show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards Him. God says, keep and guard your heart. It is very important. You must do it diligently. Remember that our heart is where we release spiritual power out from. Our heart is very important. It's where the Word dwells. And when the Word of God's in our heart, we're going to walk in obedience to Him. We're going to walk in His ways. We're going to walk in victory. And we're going to see fruit come forth in our life. Satan, of course, comes to try to take the Word out. We're going to resist him steadfast in the faith. And we're not going to allow him to take that Word out by falling for his temptations. Now remember that God is dealing with our heart. The psalmist said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. He's going to test what's in your mind, and he's going to test what's in your heart. In Deuteronomy 8:2, we saw that scripture where it talked about how he led them and to humble them, to prove them, and know what was in their heart, whether they would keep the commandments or not. God will humble you, he will prove you, and he will find out what is in your heart. We want to have the Word of God, and it's going to be evident if you keep the commandments, because whatever is in your heart, you will be a doer of it. If you are not a doer of the Word, then you will actually deceive your own heart, and the devil will take the Word out of your heart. Evidence of your heart being right with God is the fact that you have the Word in it, and you keep the commandments of the Word of God. You do it. And God's going to prove you, and as you do the Word, He's going to find out if you really love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your mind. It's going to be evident by what you do. We saw in Exodus 36 where He put wisdom in the heart of everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. Your heart, if it's right before God, will stir you up to do the things of the Word of God, to do the works of God. We who believe are to do the same works that Jesus did. And you need to be involved in doing the work of the ministry. Remember, God is trying our hearts, and it's important that we are a God-pleaser, not a man-pleaser. And everything the Lord does, He will always direct your heart into the way of love. He searches your heart. He knows what's going on, and it's important that you have a right heart attitude. Remember that He's going to make manifest the counsel of the heart. Every secret of the heart is going to be manifest in due season. We've been talking about the evil in the heart in the last broadcast. We saw the fact that Esau purposed to kill Jacob as he said it in his heart. You can say things in your heart. It's important that you watch your thoughts that come into your mind that would try to get into your heart. The imaginations of the thoughts of the heart were evil continually back there in the Old Testament. Now we have a new heart in the New Testament when we get born again, but you can still have evil come into it, and this evil comes into it by what you yield to in your members. If you yield your mind, you yield what you're hearing, you yield what you're speaking in line with the ways of the world or of sin or of darkness, then you're going to let evil into your heart. Remember, Pharaoh hardened his heart. He would not listen, he would not obey, and his heart was hardened. It's important that we have a right heart. Leviticus 19:17 was all the scripture where we should not hate our brother in our heart. In Deuteronomy 8:14, where thine heart was lifted up. And what happens when your heart gets lifted up? You forget the Lord. If your heart is focused in on what you want to do, you're running the show, you haven't denied yourself, then you will forget the Lord. Of course, the evidence of a heart that's lifted up and forgets the Lord is they're not a doer of the Word. Remember, if you're a doer of the Word, not just a hearer, but not a consistent doer, then you will have been like a forgetful hearer. You don't know what manner of man that you are. Then we talked about Jeroboam, how he walked in the sins of his father, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord. If you walk in the ways of sin, that is evidence that your heart is not perfect with the Lord. Don't give this cop out that, well, God knows my heart even though I'm walking in the ways of sin. That's a lie. That's a religious lie that the devil's brought to the body of Christ. If you're not walking in the ways of the Word of God, then your heart is not perfect with the Lord. You need to have a repentant attitude of heart and get the Word in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, and what's in your heart will direct your steps. It'll direct your thoughts and your intentions and your attitudes, your motivations in life. Then in 2 Chronicles 25, Amaziah, he did right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. That shows that you can do things, but not with a perfect heart. You can do what's right, but with a wrong heart attitude. It is important that you have a right motivation of heart. Remember, God is looking on the heart. Now we were looking in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, as we were concluding, where it talked about the fact that he had a fearful heart. And what does God say? Be strong and fear not. Why? God's going to come. He's going to help you. He's going to save you. He's going to come and deliver you. Do not be afraid of the enemy. Do not have a fearful heart. Be strong. Be filled up with the Word of God. We're to get the armor of God on, which is the Word of God in every area of our life. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Don't let that get a hold of you. In Obadiah, verse 3, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Boy, it's important that you don't let pride get into your heart. It will deceive you. You will not be able to see things clearly. You will not be able to perceive things accurately. It will deceive you, whether you want to be deceived or whether you think you can stop that or not. It's going to happen if you have pride in your heart. You will not see things clearly as God sees. In Matthew 5:28, here it says, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Boy, this is important. You need to not look on a woman to lust after. You got to watch what you see on the TV. You don't want to watch this garbage in the movies. You want to watch what you see even in the paper, the magazines, and the billboards. Lust just is all over the place in this world. And you do not want to look on a woman to lust after her. If you do, you have already committed adultery in your heart. It's not just the act, it's the heart. Remember, God looks on the heart. In Matthew 15, here in verse 8, he talks about the people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Boy, it's possible for you to speak the right thing and make the right talk, but if you don't have the right walk, then that'll show the fact that your heart is not right. That's hypocritical. So many Christians, unfortunately, can talk the right talk, but they don't have the walk, and the world out there sees it, and they sees the hypocritical attitude, and boy, no wonder they aren't drawn to the Lord. I'll tell you, the world needs to see the fact that what you speak, what you say, it's shown forth in your actions, and you are consistent. You are not say one thing one minute and then do another thing another. But instead, your heart is right for with Him. If you just draw an eye with your mouth and you honor Him with your lips, but your heart's far from Him, you're just walking in your own ways. Remember, they were teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They were just doing whatever they wanted to do. That is a great mistake. We've got to submit to the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation of the day of temptation, the wilderness. It is very important that you watch, that you do not let a hard heart get into you. How did this happen? It said their fathers tempted him. They tempted him by drawing back from the Word. They proved him, saw his works for 40 years. And he says, I was grieved with that generation. They do always err in their heart, and they've not known my ways. Why do they err in their heart? Because they haven't known his ways. They haven't submitted to the Word of God. You've got to submit to the Word of God. You've got to be teachable, open, receptive to his Word. And then as you receive the Word, then you've got to do it. The only way you're going to know his ways and know the truth is because you continue in the Word, and then you are a disciplined one, a true disciple, and then you'll have a heart right with God. But these guys, they erred in their heart. They did not know the ways of the Lord because they wouldn't obey his voice. And what happened? They did not enter into his rest. And then he says in verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. This is for all of us. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. If you have an evil heart of unbelief, it says you depart from the living God, the fact that you've moved out of fellowship with Him. You're walking after your own ways. And it says that we're to exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So many Christians seem to have such a compromised attitude towards sin. You should have a hatred of sin. You should hate to do anything that would be contrary to the Word because of the deceitfulness of sin is working a hardening in your heart. So many Christians have gotten lukewarm. You know why? Because they've walked in sin and they've got a hardened heart and they have gotten away from the Lord. They aren't as zealous as they used to be. They're not on fire for God the way they should be. You need to get that sin dealt with in your life. You need to put that sin away. God says that we're supposed to let that sin go, and sin has no dominion over us. It's time for you to deal with that sin in your life. It is deceiving you, and it is causing a hardening in your life. Verse 14 says, we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Otherwise, if we're steadfastly doing the Word, then we're going to be a partaker of Christ rather than giving place to the devil through sin, causing a hardening of our heart. In verse 15, he says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. One of the keys is you got to hear His voice. Some people don't want to hear His voice, and then they harden their hearts. You better be ready to hear the voice of the Lord. If you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Hear His voice and take hold of His Word and do it. But boy, it's important that you do not harden your heart. Of course, what happened to them? These guys fell back into unbelief. They said God said you're not going to enter into His rest. It was for those that believe not. Because of their unbelief, they could not enter in. And you will not be able to enter into the promises of God and release faith if you have allowed your heart to have unbelief. We've got to get the Word in us and walk in the ways of the Lord so we have a heart right before Him. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.